Marty Steele says both Princess and Sadie are doing better now after their recent encounters with snares. Steele's mainly concerned about Sadie. She's a 2-year-old pit bull Malamute mix who went missing for 8 days and finally straggled back home early last month with a very bad wound around her neck.
Sadie was the one that was struck for 8 days, and she's got a pretty significant scar around her neck, as you can imagine. But she seems to be doing well.
Steele says her vet told her she'll have to watch out for complications that may arise in a dog that's been subjected to that sort of trauma. The other dog is Princess, a 12-year-old mutt who was found and freed by Steele's son when he went looking for her after they heard her yelping on New Year's Day. He found the dog entangled in a snare that had been set on Steele's property in an area that was clearly posted off limits, posted a few feet away from where the snare was found.
Considering that the one trap was wired to a tree right next to a tree that had a no trespassing sign, you know.
After several such clashes with trappers, the Steeles have posted numerous no trespassing and no trapping signs around their 2,000-acre property, located 20-some miles south of Delta in the agricultural area. State law requires property owners to post such signs on roads and trails that lead to their property, but Steele says that doesn't seem fair.
I don't really understand the concept of me having to mark my private property in order to keep people off.
Troopers aren't saying much about the case. The investigating officer says he's got suspects, but Steele says no arrests had been made as of Sunday. Steele suspects some area residents have been setting the snares. She says the family has permitted bison hunters onto the property if they clean up the kill, and she says they've granted permission to neighbors to hunt moose there. But after that became a problem, the family has said no to such requests. Conflicts between trappers and property owners are fairly common in Alaska. In one recent incident, a Matsu property owner is suing a state wildlife trooper who set snares on private property near Wasilla last fall. After investigating, troopers declared that wildlife trooper John Sear did not commit criminal trespass because the land on which he set the snares had not been posted. Other such incidents have been reported around Valdez and on the Kenai Peninsula over the last year. Joe Letart is president of the Alaska Trappers Association. He says he doesn't know much about the Delta area incident, but he says his organization always urges its members to adhere to its code of ethics. Those require checking land records and getting property owners' permission before setting traps on their land.
You know, they need to find out who owns the land and if they're allowed to trap on it. We encourage people to go by the Trapper Code of Ethics and to check it out.
Letart says he agrees that the state's laws on trespassing are often hard to interpret, and he says it's also hard for troopers to enforce the law. In Delta, I'm Tim Ellis.